Matthew Shepard's murder was a shock to everyone in the city of Laramie, but especially the gay and lesbian couples living there. One couple was especially close to the crime. Julie Heggie was the county coroner and attended Matthew Shepard's autopsy. Her partner at the time was Gail Woodson, a victim's advocate. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards sat down with them to remember when Heggie got a strange phone call at 3 a.m. She said it was the only time in her long career that she ever got a call concerning someone who hadn't yet died.
I was not given a name or any details about it at all. And then the phone conversation ended. And so being perplexed, we had a middle-of-the-night conversation about what that was, what that meant, and honestly, we were confused. We couldn't figure that out at all. And so the next day, I went to a press conference, and with law enforcement present, me as the county coroner, and honestly was still in the dark as to why I had been called in for any of this.
Were they calling it a hate crime at that point?
Absolutely not. The first time that I heard anything about a hate crime was Gail and I were at the gym when the courthouse was still in business. And Gail happened to see it on national television. And then everything seemed to kind of fall into place and make a little more sense to us.
Things really blew up after that. There were the days it was incredibly upsetting and difficult for us as soon as that first phone call came through, and then as everything unfolded. We had been out to dinner and left the restaurant and just had headed down the sidewalk. We were just walking beside each other, and someone came charging up to us and started screaming slurs at us and calling us dykes, and we had no idea who the person was. It was very odd. And we had a number of incidents like that. I remember a few weeks after it all happened, we were getting a hay delivery. We had a small ranch south of town. And Julie and I were both standing there, and she was getting ready to hand him a very large check for this large amount of hay. And as the guy took it, he started talking about Matthew Shepard. He said, "All I know is he got whatever he deserved." You know, him money. We were customers of his.
And he knew that you were a couple.
Well, he knew we lived there together. It's like, and we ran that ranch together. Who knows what he did with that? We weren't close friends, but it was so stunning. And it was, you know, not realizing there were reasons why we were closeted back then. We knew that you could lose your job, you could lose your life, you could be in danger. We'd had friends who'd been through horrible things. And so we were living with that all along. But I don't think we understood that our own neighbors and the people we were doing business with had this kind of hatred and animosity. And that sort of thing happened a lot and didn't happen before Matthew was murdered.
Honestly, my own opinion is that those people were always there, but they were for some reason becoming more vocal then afterwards, and I don't know why that would be the case, because beforehand, as Gail said, I think I was probably more closeted. I didn't ever mean to be closeted. I didn't feel I ever had a reason to be closeted. I just lived my life and was who I was and didn't feel a need to tell everybody about it. But I would have to say that since that time, I make a point of I don't hide who I am from anyone, and I'll spend the rest of my life making sure that everyone knows my sexual orientation and speak that truth to anyone.
I served here in Albany County. I served as the director of the Victim Witness Program for a couple of years, and had actually been let go just a couple of months or less. It was just a few weeks before Matthew was murdered. And in a very unusual and uncomfortable way, and I had a young staff at the time, they were all absolutely convinced that I had been fired because I had been outed as a lesbian. I've always done activism work, so I've always been very out with all of my own issues and done my work that way. It was very upsetting to everyone. So the entire staff walked when I was fired.
Personally, I think nowhere you go, when you tell people where you're from, they know where Laramie, Wyoming is because of the Matthew Shepard murder. Do I think that the people locally, a lot of people would like to say it wasn't a hate crime. That, yes, I think it's been covered over in that regard, because my own opinion is that it absolutely was a hate crime.
What I've understood is that it was quite a terrible beating. And I just wonder how you have dealt with, you know, witnessing that over the course of your life.
Well, of course, it was probably more traumatic to me than a lot of things I've seen. I've seen a lot of traumatic things over the years, being in this line of work. But definitely more traumatic to me because it hit closer to home, because I'm of the same community, and that could happen to a person only because of their sexual orientation. To me, it affected me. It will always affect me in some way.
So I had worked for a couple of years with law enforcement, sheriff's office, and the police department very closely. There's no doubt in my mind, especially the leadership at that time, Gary Pulse, who was the sheriff, and Rob DeBrie, who was lead detective in the sheriff's office, and Dave O'Malley, who was lead detective at the time in the police department. And those three men, they changed profoundly as a result of this, on a personal level.
Well, I always felt like I was treated very well by all aspects of law enforcement in my role as the coroner. But after all this happened with Matthew, there was just a closeness that people had with one another. Every time I ran into Rob DeBrie, he would just give me a hug, you know? It just made a difference in lives.
Well, thank you guys both so much for sharing your stories.
Thank you.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards speaking with former County Coroner Julie Heggie and former victims advocate Gail Woodsum.